Today, we will continue our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim with lesson number 7. We're in the second perek of Bikurim, Perek Beis. We will be learning today Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, Mishnayos 2 and 3 of chapter 2. In Mishnah Beis, if you remember, yesterday we learned the ways in which Bikurim is similar to Truma, but both Truma and Bikurim are different from Ma'aseh Sheni. Today, we will learn about ways in which Bikurim is like Ma'aseh Sheni, but different from Truma. Yesh ba'ma'aseh ruva Bikurim, ma'she'en kein b'truma. There are qualities, aspects, halachos, about Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim, which apply to both of them, but do not apply to Truma. Number one, Shehama'aser v'habikurim, Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim, tu'unim havo'as mokom, must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash in the case of Bikurim, and to Yerushalayim in the case of Ma'aseh Sheni. So they have to be brought somewhere. Truma don't have to be brought anywhere. You can give Truma and Tzvas to a Kohen who lives in Tzvas that never has to come to Yerushalayim. There's no requirement to bring it anywhere. Utu'unim vidui. Ma'aseh Sheni requires a certain confession or a certain proclamation to be recited. Biyarti hakodesh min habayis, etc. And so to Bikurim, as we have been studying. You must say the parsha of Yoniso, of Yomar Tolifnei Hashem Elokecha, Arami Oved Ovi, etc. But Truma, there's no recitations to be recited. V'asurin lo'one. Both Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim cannot be eaten by an onen. An onen is a person whose close relative, spouse, parent, sibling, child, has died. And during the day of the death, he is considered an onen. And midrabanan, the night after the death, he's considered an onen. And an onen cannot eat Ma'aseh Sheni, as the confession, the vidui for Ma'aseh Sheni says, lo achalti v'oni mimenu. In the case of Bikurim, the Rambam says that an onen can't recite v'somachto b'chol hatov. He's not full of simcha, he's not full of joy. Others say that, this is a Gemara actually, in Maseches Psochim in Perek Kol Shoh, Daf Lamed Vov, Omed Beis, there's a hekish comparing similar text of Bikurim to Ma'aseh Sheni, and therefore they are both asurim to an onan. But Truma can be eaten by an onan. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon permits Bikurim to be eaten by an onan because Rabbi Shimon compares Bikurim to Truma. After all, we studied yesterday, Bikurim are actually called Truma. V'havesem shema loseichem, etc. V'eis trumas yetchem, that's Bikurim. V'asurim kol shehein mile'echol birushalayim. Now, this is interesting. Even though we learned yesterday that Bikurim becomes botel in the same way that Truma becomes botel. So a bushel of Bikurim, which falls into 100 bushels of chulin, of non-Bikurim, is permissible to eat all of it, just give one to the Kohen. It becomes botel, like Truma does. And Ma'aseh Sheni is botel berov. You don't even need a ratio of 101, a ratio of 2-1 is fine. Nevertheless, if the Bikurim or the Ma'aseh Sheni are in Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim they get mixed up with non-Ma'aseh Sheni and non-Bikurim, then they do not become botel. Why? Because of the principle of Dovor Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Something which you can eat in an absolutely permissible fashion with no special difficulty never becomes botel. Why rely on the principle of bitul when you can eat it beheter, as Rashi explains in Maseches Beah, the rationale of davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo botel. Something which can become permissible easily, just wait till tomorrow when you can eat that egg that was laid on Shabbos. Etc., does not become botel. In this case, why rely upon the principle of botel? Eat it all in Yerushalayim and fine. V'gidulayim asurim. If the bikurim or the ma'aseh sheni are planted and they sprout, those sprouts must be eaten only in Yerushalayim. V'gidulayim asurim milechol b'Yerushalayim, meaning they must be eaten in Yerushalayim under the same halachos of bikurim and ma'aseh sheni. So that a bikurim, for example, cannot be eaten by zorim in Yerushalayim. Maisisheni cannot be eaten by a behema in Yerushalayim, even the gidulim. However, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon permits the gidulim to be eaten in Yerushalayim b'toras chulin, not under the halachic restrictions of Maaseh Sheni or Bikurim, but as regular chulin. And he disagrees only by gidulim, not by bitul, not by ta'arovas, not by a mixture, only by a new growth. And there, his reason is that he does not consider a new growth, he does consider a new growth to be something new and not part of the old Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni. It's a new sprout, ponim chadoshos bolakan, and therefore it's permissible to be eaten b'toras chulin. But he would agree that when it comes to bitul, when some Bikurim or some Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim becomes mixed with chulin, it does not become botel, eat it all in Yerushalayim beheta. Harei elu b'maaseh u'vabikurim. All of these things are common to Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. Masha ain came b'truma. Truma does not have to be brought anywhere, not to Yerushalayim and not anywhere. V'lo vidui, it requires no recitation to be recited. It's mutter for an onon to eat truma. Kohen onon can eat truma. It is not chayev b'biur min ha'olam, and there's no difference between Yerushalayim and chutz Yerushalayim for truma. Mishnah Gimel now, continuing in our lesson number 7 with Mishnah Gimel. Yesh batruma uva maaser, ma she'en kein babikurim. There are things which truma and maaser have in common which are not true of bikurim. Sheha truma vaha maaser osrim esagorin. If I have a farm and I have a crop, I must give truma to the kohen, I must give maaser rishon to the levi, or else I cannot eat any of it. It's all called tevel. Under strict prohibition, I can't eat any of it. However, suppose I gave my trumos or my maestros, but did not give bikurim. No, I didn't do the mitzvah bikurim, but I can eat all the crop that has now is no longer tevel. So truma u'maiser do not render the goren, the granary, osur until they, they do. Truma and maiser do render the goren usur to be eaten until the truma and the maaser is given. Bikurim, even if it's not given, you can still eat from the granary. V'yesh lohem shiur. Truma and maaser have a shiur. Now, maaser obviously has a shiur of a tenth, by definition. Truma has no shiur min ha-Torah, but the Rabbanon gave it a shiur, 1/40th for a generous person, 1/50th for an average person, 1/60th for a rather stingy person. Bikurim has no shiur, even midrabbanon. Interestingly, in the Yerushalmi, there is an opinion that bikurim does have a shiur, 1/60th midrabbanon. And the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim actually codifies that and says, Habikurim ein lohem shiur min ha-Torah, aval midivreihem tzorech lahafrish echad mishishim. Which makes it difficult to understand this Mishnah, because Maaseh Sheni for sure has a shiur, but Truma has a shiur only midrabbanon, but Bikurim also has a shiur midrabbanon. One of the approaches to this is the approach taken by the Tosefta in Meseches Trumos, Perek Hei, Tosefta Ches. There, Rabbi Yossi gives various sources in the Torah for this cheshbon of 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th for truma. So even though there is no actual Torah commandment of how much to give in the case of truma, but there is an asmachta, or actually a series of asmachtaos, which you can kind of link the rabbinic requirement to give a 40th, a 50th, a 60th to various psukim. By Bikurim, there's no such asmachta. There's no basis whatsoever in the written Torah, and it's all just exerita midrabbanon, and that's why our Mishnah says Bikurim has no shear, whereas Truma and certainly Maaseh Sheni has a shear. For no hagim b'chol haperos, we learned that Bikurim is only for the Shiva Minim, for wheat, barley, olives, grapes, etc. Whereas Truma and Maaseh Sheni, you have to give from all of your categories, all the species of peros that you might have on your farm in Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei habayis, v'shelo bifnei habayis. The obligation to give Maaseh Sheni and Truma holds even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, when there is no temple. However, Bikurim is only given when, in the time periods of history, when the temple stood. Uvo arisin uvechochoros uvasikri kun uvagazlan. We learned that if a person is a sharecropper or is renting my field, it's my field, he's renting it, or he's a bandit or a thief who has thrown me off the property and he's tilling the soil. So when it comes to Bikurim, we learned earlier in Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis that they do not bring Bikurim and certainly do not recite the Parsha of Bikurim. Reishis Bikurei Admoscha, it's not Admoscha, it's not your land. You're a thief or you're merely a sharecropper. However, when it comes to Truma and Maser, the sharecroppers and the thieves and the bandits who are occupying my farm do have to give Truma and do have to give Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Ein Kein Bikurim, which is not the case of Bikurim, where, as we studied, they do not have to give Bikurim from land which is not theirs because they merely have a renting arrangement or because they're holding it illegitimately. And so we have finished lesson number 7.